It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Can I forget it, Swiss?
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
Singer Usher didn't care about his ex-wife, deceased son, missed his funeral, and is only pretending to be affected by the tragedy to gain sympathy from the media and his fans, this according to the singer's ex-wife. Tamika's attorneys filed new documents in the couple's custody war, slamming Usher, who asked the court to delay the next hearing in the light of the death of Tamika's son, claiming that she would get an unfair advantage because the court would not want to rule against a woman who is still grieving. Meanwhile, Tamika's attorney is asking the judge to deny Usher's request and require him to appear at the next scheduled hearing on August 13th. Katherine Jackson is back as a permanent guardian of Michael Jackson's children, and her grandson TJ Jackson will share responsibilities as co-guardians, according to a new court ruling. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is officially a free man. The boxing champ was released this morning from a Las Vegas jail where he served 2 out of his 3-month sentence for domestic violence. A spokesperson for the Las Vegas Police Department said Mayweather was being released early for good behavior. Looks like Floyd isn't the only free man. Rapper Mystical was set free after spending more than 2 months in jail for violating his probation. He was released from the East Baton Rouge Parish Jail in Louisiana, where he had been incarcerated since May 14th. As previously reported, Mystical was sentenced to 90 days behind bars after being arrested for domestic abuse. The ongoing battle between Freeway Ricky Ross and rapper Rick Ross took a twist in court when a judge ruled that Freeway Ricky Ross must pay the rapper's attorney fees and court costs after losing another round in the battle for the rights to his own name and image. Freeway Ross must pay $500,000. Rapper Lil Wayne says he's putting rap on the back burner so that he can concentrate on being a skater. I picked up the skateboard and I thought it would be a hobby, but it's a lifestyle. You have to be fully committed. In order to be fully committed, you have to live that life. Rap is taking a back seat to skating, he said. Celine Kasuni Tran, a French porn star, has filed a lawsuit against rapper Bow Wow, alleging that he used footage of her dance moves in a video without her permission. She claims she appeared unwillingly in his video for the remix of the track Drink in My Cup. Tran also named Universal Music Group in the suit for publicity right violations, unfair business practices, false association, and unjust enrichment. She's seeking more than $75,000.